Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh,
was that Bobby Scales? It is Jim Price impression. Yeah, that used to be a Jim Price thing. Was the demonic laugh from Jim Price? Really good win for that team last night. And you know, I mean, look, what this is a team that's doing what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to beat the bad teams, and they beat the bad teams. And it was funny because yesterday we asked people what it would take, and you know, what it would take to start feeling normal again. And you want a double-digit lead, which I think is a huge ask, but I don't blame you. Somebody said they got to sweep the White Sox. Somebody said you got to beat the good teams. And I think they got White Sox, Twins, and then Astros maybe. So maybe they won't be really sold until an Astros series. Either way, hey, just win series, and that's the formula. And they've won their 9-5 in their last 14. And Torque's home run was absolutely huge last night. Feedback coming in to the Karsh and Anderson inbox. Paddock got hit fairly hard. His outs, fortunately, were at the right people. Yeah, I mean, I haven't looked up his hard hit rate since he's come to Detroit. And typically, over the course of time, that catches up to you. But let's remember that what we're asking of Chris Paddock is to probably just get wins between now and the end of the regular season. It seems as though he does not, he's quite probably a pitcher, quite probably. I'm not sure he's going to be in the postseason mix. His job is to help the Tigers get to the postseason and to help the Tigers be a one or a two seed in the American League. If he turns into a postseason arm that they use, fine. But do you think it's a certainty he's part of the postseason, even if he pitches well the rest of the way? Or maybe pitches well isn't the thing. It's get results.
Yeah, I don't know what the rotation will look like, because the guy who's pitching tonight has pitched like Mung for a while. Mm-hmm. And he's got two really good starts mixed in, the Mung. But Jack Flaherty's been a problem this year.
I think his last outing might have been amongst his worst, as he got, what did we say, the total four swings and misses. He was fooling nobody. He was completely ineffective. Now, as far as Paddock's concerned, did he get hit hard? Yeah, he's gotten hit hard since he's come to Detroit. The results have been there in two of the three starts. I think that speaks to why there's going to be some up and down. Marlon Wald Lake. Gentlemen, we beat one of the worst teams in baseball by a single run yesterday. Am I the only one concerned who's looking at the bigger picture here? Isn't looking at the bigger picture that they've won 9-14? Is that the bigger picture? And I mean, you know, you can sit here and you can be critical. The White Sox have played better baseball than they were at the beginning of the year. But if you are not happy with a one run win, I don't know what to tell you. They didn't hit the ball particularly well, but their starting pitcher got the job done, and the bullpen was good, and the defense was good. That'll win you a lot of games.
Yeah, well, I think people will look at the White Sox and think the White Sox are a big old pushover, and for most of the season they have been. But the second half of the season, and it's only 20-something games old or whatever it is, they've been better. It's like a 500 baseball team. It was actually well above 500 until they went in lost six of their last seven games, or now it's seven of their last eight games. But before that, they started to put some things together. They've got some talent on the team. It's not a great roster, and you want the Tigers to just crush the White Sox.
Yeah, you'd like to win every game 9-0. Yeah. But
starting off the series, winning it 2-1 with Chris Paddock on the hill, and he gives you a good performance, and the bullpen was great, I'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, the Tigers have won 3 of 4. I guess you could choose your snapshot in time, and if you want to zoom out and say, I'm zooming out as far as to say that's a terrible team and we only won by one run, and that's your interpretation after last night's game, you're entitled to it. I just think zoom out a little more. Are they getting more results of late? Are they playing better than they were during that terrible stretch? Next text. Playoffs are really weird. Give me some timely hitting when it matters and some power from our big guys, and we got a chance to win it all. Scooble could help just a little, too. That's from an unnamed texter. And that's, look, you want certainties. You want things to happen in the regular season. Say, that's why they're going to win the World Series. I'm going to kick back and enjoy this, and I'm going to enjoy the postseason, and I got to start budgeting for all the shirts I'm going to buy, and I want to make sure that I have money for a season ticket package next year when they're right. The defending World Series champ, and where do I want to sit on the parade? That's how you want to feel during the regular season. But this person is right. It's about how you're playing when you get to that series. How you're playing when you get to, if you have to play in the best of three series, do you play well? Because you play well, you got a chance to win it, no matter who the matchup is. Or if your opponent craps the bed, you got a chance.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, think back to the 06 Tigers. They limped into the playoffs and then all of a sudden turned things around with the World Series.
They played well when they got there. Yeah. That's the point. That's exactly the point. It's not predictable. You just hope that you're playing your best baseball when the games mean the most. And it's not exciting analysis, but I think this person is more right than wrong. Didn't sign their text. Matt in Kalamazoo did, and he writes, I think this Tiger team is still in bad form. Last night they were playing against another team's bullpen and struggled to put together anything besides a random solo home run. This isn't sustainable against a Phillies team, a Yankee team, or an Astro team. Well, look, I mean, if they're not playing, there is a version of the Tigers that can beat the Phillies, the Astros, right. and the Yankees. They've done it this year.
We've seen the team do those things.
And so, yeah, I mean, if you want to choose when they're playing their best or their worst, you can look for extreme results. But we have far more evidence that they're better than this than we do that. They've still won some games. 248-539-9797.
Yankees have lost, what, 7 out of the last 10, including getting swept by Miami?
Yeah.
Do we want to, you know, follow the Yankees model? I mean, all teams are going to go through stuff. Teams do it.
Yep.
Yankees going through it right now.
Phillies are playing well right now. Teams like Milwaukee playing very well right now. Paul in Clinton Township. Hi, Paul.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure.
You know, I guess I've called, I've had the same thought. When the Tigers play well, they bring out fans that I'm not sure they understand 162-game baseball season. You know, I mean, all of the things that fans claim they're asking for. The Tigers have a winning record against teams above 500. They have a winning record against teams below 500. They're complaining about the fact that they won by one run against the White Sox. The White Sox beat the Blue Jays twice about a week or two ago. They beat the Guardians a few days ago. They beat the Phillies. If you go through their schedule, you'll see that they beat other good teams during the season. They're complaining about the guys that he picked up at the trading deadline. They have 3 wins from starting pitchers and 2 saves from their closer in the last 12 days since the deadline. I don't know if they just don't understand that there are ups and downs to every season, every hitter, except for maybe a couple. And even look at what Aaron Judge went through. I mean, he was hitting 400 for most of the year, and he's completely gone down. I just don't know if they understand what a baseball season is about. It's weird and it's frustrating because you listen, you read online, and you listen to the calls, and you would think that we were a last place baseball team.
I think in reality
we have the second best record in the American League by a half a game, and we are top 5 in Major League Baseball. And like Doug pointed out, nine of the last 15 since we had our one terrible stretch of the year, and these other teams all did the same thing. They've all lost.
I think the Yankees, the Dodgers, Yankees, Dodgers, Tigers, and Astros all have, I believe, losing records since the All-Star game.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like they're all like 10 and 13. I think Tigers are 10 and 13, and other teams are like 11 and 12. And it just is what it is. You're gonna go through it.
Baseball.
You
got to battle.
Exactly, it's baseball. Tram used to say it all the time. Hey, it's baseball, and it is. Now, hopefully, the Tigers can, you know, turn this into a winning streak and make everybody feel better about it, including myself. But I'm not downtrodden about this, right? I mean, it got to that moment where it was a 5-game lead after Saturday night's loss, and now here they go. They're answering that with a couple of wins, and let's keep adding to that mix. Got two more against the White Sox. Take advantage of the teams that aren't good. Then you got four games at Minnesota. You know, Minnesota got the Tigers last time out, but that was, you know, last week. We'll see if the Tigers can answer that.
They are going to have a semi-rough stretch again because it is baseball. There is a month and a half left in this season. I mean, people need to simply try to enjoy what has so far been an outstanding baseball season for us. It's been a great year so far. I guess maybe I look at it differently.
There's something to be said for an unusual first half of this season. It was so stress-free in the first half of the season that people got used to it or started to, you know, think that they were the record did reflect that they were far superior to almost everybody in baseball. And that's not the case. They're really, really good. And where they've settled in here is a team that is going to be in the mix the rest of the way. I said it all along. I still think they're going to win the division. I mean, what was the stat they put up? They compared, because yesterday was the day they started the stretch 1 year ago. It was 1 year ago that they got hot. 1 year ago yesterday, the August 11th, that they got hot and have the best record in the game since. 1 year ago yesterday, they had a 0.2% chance to make the playoffs. Do you know what it is today?
97%.
97.8%. So, you know, they're still in a great spot. It feels like the warts have been magnified. The losing streak has done has really, really rattled some people. And I, you know, Paul, you say people should enjoy it. You can do whatever you want with it. Your feelings are valid. They're yours. You can do whatever. You can treat this Tiger season however you want. Do I think there is a direct correlation between how much attention you pay to other teams in baseball and how panicked you are? A little bit. If you're paying attention, as you pointed out, the Yankees have what? 7 of 10?
The Yankees have lost a bunch. I mean, but all the teams, like I said, the Yankees, the Houston Astros, and the Dodgers, all along with the Tigers, have losing records since the All-Star game.
Yep. 248-539-9797. They're still in a good spot, people. All right, something happened last night. I bet it's happened to you. We will get to that at 11:05. It happened in last night's Tiger game. It is 97.1 The Ticket.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.